fastened to the double tree.
Hound.
Yeah, and that thing that, yeah, something called a
pin.
And that, you ever call that a clevis or a clevis?
Yeah, clevis or a swivel.
Or a swivel, that's
yeah.
The clevis and the swivel are the same
mm-hmm.
thing. I see. Now, to break up land, you used
bull tongue. We call them bull tongue plows.
Were there any other kinds of plows you used?
Well, they was turning plows.
Double shovel.
Then they got the what's called 3 foot.
What was that like?
Well, they just added on another foot on the double. You tell double shovels, and then they added on another foot, and that make 3 foot plow.
Now, did you have a special plow that you use on a hill?
We call them hillside plows.
And how did that differ from the?
Well, you can change it. They got so you can change it.
Flip the.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard someone talk about those. I don't think I've ever seen one. The things that you use to break up the dirt with after you plow.
Well, we work it down.
Hard.
Huh?
Hard.
Hard, drag hard, or disc hard, or...
Later, did you have a time that... with the big spring?
Well, that is what it's called spring tooth hard.
Uh-huh.
You get old drag hard, that old teeth in them on the hole, and we used to see them made that
way. The A-frame, like? Yeah. Kind of like a V or an A.
Yeah.
The, and the other, did you ever hear of anything called a G-Wiz?
Yeah, we had, I've seen one or two of them in this country.
What did that look like?
Well, it had about 4 or 5 plows on here.
Uh-huh.
Added and took the place of a double shovel or a 3 foot.
I see.
Call them the G-Wiz. I don't believe I ever seen but one of them.
Have you ever seen anything that was called a Go-Devil?
No, I don't believe Well, that was a root cutter, what you plowed in the breaking up a new ground where the first earth, you know, goes down through your plow to cut the roots in front of your plow.
I see. Oh, it was something that was attached to the plow then.
Yeah.
I see.
They call them cutters or go devils. I don't know why all them didn't have them. Uh-huh. Sure, they didn't.
Okay. And when you sawed wood with a cross cut saw, you put a log up there on the spring shaped like that.
Yeah.
What do you call that?
Well, I put a cross cut saw meaning that with sawing wood.
Uh-huh.
Call that sawing wood with a cross cut saw.
Yeah, you put the wood that you're going to saw up in this thing.
A rack. Yeah. Call that a rack built back there.
Just a rack or a wood rack?
Wood rack. Well, they call them wood racks.
And then the one. Pardon?
Saw rack.
The saw rack, too, huh? And then the ones that have the A-frame that you see on, well, you see them out here on the roads. They use them. They also, you might also use it when you're building a house. You put a board across and stand up on it.
Well, that'd be a call.
Horses.
Well, you can call them saw horses.
Uh-huh.
Put your plank up on the saw.
Yeah.
And work benches.
Okay. Now, the thing you use on your hair, you might use a comb or you might use a...
Well, we always call them combs, I reckon.
Or the kind that has a handle on it.
Brush, yeah. Hand brush.
And how did you sharpen, how would you sharpen a razor, a straight razor?
With a razor horn.
Okay. Now, was that made of leather?
Well, some of them is. Some of them, you hone them down and you strop them with a razor strop.
I see. The hone, though, was...
It's made out of grit or something to cut your razor down, you know.
How about a thing that you might hold in your hand to sharpen a scythe or any kind of a tool?
Wet rock?
Yeah. And then the kind that had a treadle, or either a treadle or a handle. The
grindstone.
Grindstone.
Yeah. And then if in a shotgun they call it a shell.
Yeah.
But in a rifle, they call it a...
cartridge.
Yeah. And they... couple of things children used to play on. They used to make them. And one would sit on either end and go up and down like this.
Righty horse.
Right. And then...
Seatbelt.
Yeah, that, okay. Yeah, the riding horse though is good too. And then the thing that they put a peg down in the ground and fasten a board, and they would go around on that.
Well, what did you call them? Water gigs.
Okay. And then they when you had a coal stove, you put this container next to the stove. You had the coal pile outside probably, but you keep a small quantity of coal in.
Coal bucket.
Right. And then this thing was one wheel and two handles.
Wheel bar?
You ever call that anything else?
No, I didn't.
Okay. They, and the, we're talking about baking, someone's baking. While she's baking, she might do what to the pan first before she puts the biscuits in.
What do you call that, Alvin?